60 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated while riding in a motorcade in Dallas. Joining us this morning with his perspective is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Dan, thank you for having me. And I think that's today is one of the days that people of that era will remember where they were when they heard that the president got shot.
And he was the first Catholic president to hold office.
Yeah, and he got that, of course, I think his father's money helped, but also he got it in the crucial time in the campaign. He spoke to some Protestant ministers in Texas, and that helped him with the religious question. And I think the political thing that really helped him, in 1956, he and Senator Kefauver were running for the vice presidency for the campaign when Stevenson was a Democrat, and Kefauver won, and I really think that set Kennedy up to be the Democratic nominee in 1960.
And in that year he was assassinated, he was gearing up for a presidential campaign against the would-be Republican nominee Barry Goldwater.
I think everybody was thinking and looking at that exciting race to be, and Goldwater and Kennedy were really very good friends, but politically they had different ideas.
And with Kennedy's assassination, that led to the ascension of his then-Vice President, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
And Johnson was a Southern senator, but he did a lot to get civil rights legislation, the Civil Rights Act of 65, and I think that was a big plus that Kennedy might not have been able to get through the Congress.
It has also been speculated with Kennedy that if he had survived and if he had been able to go for another term, that maybe we would not have really gotten into Vietnam the way we did under Lyndon Baines Johnson.
And, of course, he was one of the participants in the World War II, and that's a very good question. But the thing to think about, Kennedy in the early 40s was considered too young. Now they're talking about guys near 80 are too old.
So we've kind of gone full circle there.
That's correct, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. You too, Dan.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot, Dan.